This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A new report from a United Nations panel shows greenhouse gas emissions are changing the planet's climate in unprecedented and possibly irreversible ways. Linda Mearns is a climate scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder and a lead author on the report. She tells Colorado Matters a hotter planet likely means more extreme weather and drought for Colorado and less snow.
Snow is important in the West for a host of reasons, one of them being that snow is essentially nature's natural reservoir for providing us with water in other seasons.
Mearns says scientists expect hazards and damage to increase if global temperatures rise by more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. Water managers in El Paso County are proposing an estimated $135 million project to address current and future needs in the region. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Called The Loop, the project would connect existing water infrastructure and a new pipeline. It would give a dozen area water utilities access to new water from other basins and also carry treated water. Cherokee Metropolitan District General Manager Amy Lathan says the region needs to manage and plan its water usage sustainably.
Water is absolute. This is game, set, match. If we don't have water, the roads don't matter, the human services don't matter. Nothing in El Paso County matters without the water.
The collaborative project could serve as much as 58% of the region's population outside of Colorado Springs. A cost study is currently underway. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Rain from the North American monsoon has greatly improved drought conditions in Colorado. 3 months ago, 75% of the state was in a moderate drought or worse. New drought data show that's now dropped to about a third of the state. The worst conditions are on the western slope, where extreme and exceptional drought continues in counties like Moffett, Mesa, and Delta. Fort Collins is at 61 degrees and fair right now. This is CPR News.